Hello, this is DB Motivates coming with you live on anchor.fm. Today is May 9th, 2019. Just want to let you know that it is possible you can live your dream. And it's necessary that you get your mind right every day, each and every day of your life, nonstop. You need to do this every day because why? Like what Les Brown says, one of my favorite speakers, he's actually my idol. I admire him. He said, we don't get in life what we want, we get in life what we are. So you need to know who you are. That means you need to get deep into yourself every day. It doesn't matter if you do it 30 minutes or an hour, 20 minutes. Some of you are already doing 8 hours of work that you don't even like. And that's not good. That's a third of your life. A third of your day. Know what I'm saying? But you need to know within yourself that you can do anything as long as you put your mind to it. I like what Earl Nightingale said back in the late 50s. He said, we become what we think about. And that is true. He actually got most of his quotes from the Bible, like a verse I like, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. What that means is, whatever you do every day, whatever you put in your mind every day, and whatever you do, like far as your actions, you will reap it. Like say, for instance, a person who thinks negative, who don't believe they got the situation, does not matter what situation they are in, they will attract all the negativity that's in this world. And I like something, scientists, I was so shocked. I read a post last year, scientists did a research on cancer. They said the main thing that caused cancers is people with negative minds. I said, whoa, people with negative minds. If you keep a negative mind all your life, through 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, you can catch cancer. You have a higher chance of catching cancer, actually, they said. And that's not good. See, we live in a world today where the economy is growing throughout the internet. It's getting better. Most people say it's getting worse. But I believe it's getting better. We have a lot of self-made entrepreneurs walking around each and every day. Most of them are young. I seen a young girl, I saw a video on your Facebook yesterday. I think she was early teens. I think she was 12, 15. She made her own barbecue sauce. And she's making at least, I think it was $8,000, $10,000 a month. I said, whoa. And her barbecue sauce is actually getting distributed to all the stores around America. Like, it does not matter how old you are. As long as you go out here with your dream and your focus, what you're good at, oh, you're going to get it. You're going to reap what you sow, just like the Bible states. And I believe that anybody can do this. See, me, it took me a long time to actually come out and speak. I was actually called to speak when I was in church ushering for my pastor when I was in high school. I think it was around 2009, 2010, and I was ushering, and one Sunday a prophet came in and he stopped the church and whatnot, and he pointed at me. I was in the back of the church standing because I stayed up almost every Sunday before my preacher preached. And he pointed at me. He said, I see you speaking the word of God, bringing forth more people closer to God. And see me, what I did, I didn't even listen to him. I kind of smiled a little bit, but I'm like, well, I'm already quiet. Even though I grew up quiet and shy, I said, okay. And then the following Sunday, another prophet came in. And he said the same thing but in a different way. And after that second Sunday, my pastor came and talked to me. He said, "Dayter, I told you. Me and your mother told you when you was growing up. You're supposed to be speaking, man." And he actually helped me. He actually got up out of his way to help me, to mold me to become a speaker. And actually step out my shell and stop being shy and quiet and actually do what thus said the Lord, what God called me to do. So he helped me for about a month or two. I did Bible study, came to prayer and whatnot. But then after that second month, I told Pastor, I said, "I don't see myself doing this." And he didn't take it hard. He said, "Okay, I'll let you go." And from 9th, 10th, from high school all the way till my junior year in college at Norfolk State University, which was actually 2015, 2016. In between that, around 2016, I had a major downfall. I thought I had the woman of my dreams. I was dealing with a girl for about 2 years. Yeah, we had some ups and downs. I made some mistakes. But I loved her. I still had her in my heart. And I got to a point where I actually bought her a engagement ring. Well, it was actually a promise ring, actually. But I was going to use that for an engagement ring. And she took it. It was actually for our anniversary. And I say months went by and she wasn't wearing it. I remember I used to come in the house after school and work and see the ring on the table. And I used to get upset. I remember one day I looked at it. I was taking a look at it, took it off the dresser and started crying. It broke me down. I got stressed. I was depressed. First major depression I had in a while. And I remember one day we was fussing. And she told me to get out the house. She kicked me out. And I remember I took all my clothes that I had in the house, everything that belonged to me, and I put in a big trash bag and I left. I went to my truck. Started crying. I called the same pastor that told me that he seen me preaching before the prophets came and told me the same thing. And I talked to him. He said, "Man, you're going to have to step out, man. Do what God called you to do, man. Get that out your mind." And he just kept saying that on the phone. And I kept telling the man, I said, "Man, I kept trying. I'm trying. And then got off the phone with him, went home, opened up the doors, closed it, sat down on my couch, and I fell asleep. And in my sleep, I had a vision. Saw myself speaking on stage. I was dressed up. It was like a picture, but it didn't have color to it, but I can see how everybody's looking. It was so many people out in the crowd, and I was the only one on stage with the mic in my hand. Then all of a sudden, I woke up feeling good. Felt like a weight just got off me. Then somebody named Les Brown came to my head. I said, "Who is this guy?" So I ended up going on YouTube, typed in his name, and I saw him, and I saw a video of him speaking in a Georgia Dome. You gotta be hungry. And from 2016 to now, that's all I've been doing. I've been motivating myself, and it feels good. I finally stepped out. Just like Les Brown stated. He said you gotta step out into your greatness. I actually stepped out of my greatness last November and started my Instagram page as a motivational speaker. Been doing it ever since then. And now, as of today, start my podcast. This is a great feeling. This is a wonderful feeling. I love it. And yes, you can do it too. Whatever your gift is, you need to find out what it is first and go out here and attack it. Like I was saying earlier, your gift will make room for you. It will open up doors that you never thought would open. And I grew up in the ghetto. Seeing somebody get shot when I was 7 made me quiet. Didn't want to make no friends. Didn't want to look at nobody. Girls used to tell me in elementary school, "Daytrell, you so quiet. Why are you so quiet?" I used to just shoulder shrug. I didn't even want to speak. But mom kept me in church every month from the time I was in my womb till now. She kept me in church, man. And for some reason, every preacher, actually every message I got from church, always had some type of faith. Always had a little bit of faith that I can do great things. I kept that faith in me. You know, the Bible states that you need to have faith the sizes of mustard seed. And that seed is so small, you need a magnifying glass to actually see it. That's what God wants you to do. And that's all you have to do, man. And take action. I like another scripture in the Bible. Greater is he that is in me than he is that's in the world. That's you. That's me. That's your brothers. That's your sisters. People that you don't know. Strangers. Moms. Dad. Uncles. Aunts. Cousins. Yes, that is you. You have greatness within you, like Les Brown stated many times. And I believe God brought all of us here on this earth for a reason. He placed a gift in us. There's a second person in all of us. Whether you like it or not, that's the real you. So I'm here to say one more time that you are great. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Just because you're going through problems doesn't mean you can't get through it. You can get through it and you become better at it. You can become better than what you are now. You can become better than what you were before or yesterday. You can do this. It's possible. You can live your dream. We're all here for a reason. Thank you.